Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Vice President of Lending for Team Hochberg at Homeside Financial, David Hochberg, joins us now. Let's see what everybody's money is doing today. Futures, little changed. And how is the market looking to you, David?
Yeah, the interest rates, Bob, are still in the low threes. You know, we kind of dipped a little bit 2 weeks ago, and then it started rallying at the end of last week, all of this week. So it's like a flipping yo-yo. You can't time it. Still talking with a lot of listeners who are in the fours, in the fives. Talked to a gentleman who was at 6.75. His parents were at 5.875. And I'm like, what's the reason you haven't done it? A lot of them have had economic challenges that they haven't been able to refinance due to loss of job, had to rely on their credit. A lot of our listeners are digging out of the pandemic crisis that they just got through. So a lot of refiguring of the financial debt, if you will, with these still low interest rates.
Here's a question that always comes up when we talk to you, and everybody's concerned with their credit scores. So, and everybody, well, not everybody, but if your credit is reasonably good right now, you're getting a lot of offers in the mail. So is it good to open up new credit card lines or not?
Is it good to open up new credit card lines or not?
I asked you first.
I know, that's a loaded question, and I was taught in speech class, whenever you don't know an answer, to repeat the question back to gain some more
very
time.
Very good.
Okay, so here's the answer to your question. If you have an unbelievable opportunity to save 15-20% on a purchase, and you don't plan on making any large purchases, like buying a home or qualifying for any financing in the short term, then absolutely open up that credit card. You know, listen, it's no secret. I just built the house, bought a ton of furniture. My wife's like, what do you think? I'm like, our loan's done. If you have to open up a new line of credit to save 15% on that couch, you're like, sure, go ahead. And then what I do is I just pay it off, unless it's 0% financing for 12 months, and then I pay it off in 10 or 11 months to make sure I don't get whacked. If you plan on purchasing a home or purchasing a car and need high credit scores in the near future, opening up credit during the process or close to the process is the worst thing that you could do. It will blow up your credit. We just had a guy, a listener, clear to close, closing I think tomorrow. For some reason, even though we told her repeatedly, don't open any new lines of credit until you get the keys, she went out and opened up a new $1,000 credit card, put $800 on it, new inquiry, loaded up credit card over 80%, dropped her credit score. Thank goodness her credit score was high enough that it didn't negatively impact the loan, and that payment wasn't a gigantic payment that disqualified her from buying a home. But if you start messing with your credit before you're about ready to make a big purchase, that is not what I would strongly recommend not doing it. But I would tell you, if you've got an 18-year-old going to college and you want to start building his or her credit, have them open up a credit card instead of that debit card and start building that credit over the next 2, 3, 4 years while they're in college. So when they get out of college and want to buy their first home, they have a good foundation, because the number one through number 10 items that goes into determining the interest rate is your credit scores and your credit profile. I mean, that takes care of the top 10 foundational purposes of securing a loan is your credit, right? Mm-hmm. So you've got to protect your credit, and the sooner you build your credit, the better. My 18-year-old, we just opened up a couple of credit cards for her, put her on my wife's credit card and my credit card, and so when she gets out of college and gets out of school, she's got a good solid foundation to succeed going forward.
What about all the offers that you see about consolidating and taking all of your credit card lines and dumping it into one credit card?
Be careful, because the carbon monoxide of those 0% credit cards and the consolidation is 10 months, 6 months, 0%, 12 months, 0%. What they want you to do and what they don't tell you is get to that 13th month and not have it paid off. Because when you go to if you get to the 13 months, which a lot of listeners get to the 13 months, something happens, they forget, the accumulated interest for the first 12 months now gets lumped on you in the 13th month. So all of that joy that you had, that's why I always recommend if you're going to do the 12-month same as cash, great. Okay, listen, I bought thousands of dollars worth of appliances at Apt, right? Great store with their 0% financing. Great opportunity and other stores out there. I always make sure that that credit card and that line of credit is paid off by the 10 months. It's not Apt's fault. It's a financing company that services it, right? It's a great company.
All those offers are like that. So if you're going to be coming into some money and you think in 6 months I'm going to have enough to pay off my debts, then it's a great deal, isn't it?
It's a great opportunity for 0%. Listen, if you're going to go buy a basement full of electronics for $4,000 or $5,000, whatever it costs, and you can get it at 0% financing and pay it out over time, just make sure you pay it off by the 10th month. Because I can't tell you how many listeners I've talked to over the past 21 years in this industry who sent in the payment, thought the payment was sent in on time, something gets screwed up with the mail, the payment gets misapplied, wham! There goes their credit scores, and there goes the interest charge.
Will you be talking more about securing a mortgage on the radio this weekend?
Yeah, we have a little show every Saturday from 10 to 1, Home Sweet Home Chicago. We've got Corey from JC Restoration coming on. We've got Mike Houston, Lindholm Roofing. A lot of roofing damages with the storms coming through, so great information. And we have our bug leader, Janelle Iacino from Rose Pest Solutions. Of course, MegaPros Joe, MegaPros Home Improvement. Love all your listeners to join us this Saturday from 10 to 1.
Right after Mr. Fix-It.
Yep.
And you are extra caffeinated on Saturday, aren't you?
Yes, because I drink black tea because green tea is doesn't have as much. I just read this article.
That's my note there?
Yeah.
Don't need any more caffeine, yeah, David. Trust me. Stick to green tea,
I'm
okay?
I'm going to the black stuff now. The black stuff is highly... Forget about that green stuff. I'm going to migrate over the black. I didn't know that. Fascinating information this morning.
Always nice to talk to
Thanks
you.
Thanks for having me.